Current estimates say last month's flooding alone has caused more than $1 million worth of crop damage across the southern half of the state. Meanwhile, farmers way up north say drought conditions are hindering their efforts to grow corn, wheat, soybeans, and other staples. Mike Carter, executive director of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, says for his particular niche, the August rains have helped.
Well, they were a little bit later than we would have liked to have seen them. They certainly helped the crop out. There was probably almost too much rain down at the southern part of the growing area and some of the areas down around Spring Green. They got probably more than they needed. But up a little further north in the growing regions, south of Stevens Point, the rains were probably just about the right amount. Then again, if you were up in Eagle River, you're still waiting for it.
Carter says several potato farmers have also used their irrigation systems. Some potatoes are already being harvested, with final harvesting to be done by mid-October. Yields are projected to be near the three-year average. Carter says the market as a whole should do well, though that'll depend largely on how well top spud producer Idaho fares. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for potato production. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.